Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Today is a big day. It is widely expected that Illinois is set to fully reopen with no more capacity restrictions. As we celebrate and crank up our optimism, I do want to highlight something that has happened locally. During the height of the pandemic, the federal government made money available to assist businesses. But in order for the businesses to receive the money, the local cities had to create a program as a way to distribute it.
Okay.
So the feds provided the money, but then the work was put on to the local municipalities to actually develop processes to get it out to the businesses. So they had to come up with guidelines, create the application process, and then determine the actual grant amounts. And many local governments didn't participate because, I mean, this was quite the process, and they didn't necessarily the staff or the resources to put towards creating all of this. Plus, the cities had to front the money for the grants and then seek reimbursement from the feds. And that's quite a commitment.
It is. A city has to have that money to be able to do that.
Exactly.
With.
Yep. Yeah. So O'Fallon made it a priority. And as a result, we received and were able to award $750,000.
Oh, wow.
To 54 O'Fallon-based businesses this year. And that helped them with things like payroll, lost sales, and then some other financial difficulties that they experienced as a result of COVID.
That's awesome. It's been a really rough year and a half or so for a lot of the small businesses in town, and that's really great that the city was able to step up and help in a meaningful way.
Agreed.
So what else is happening?
Well, if you're a property owner in St. Clair County, you probably received your property tax bill this week.
Boo!
On my bill, every single rate is lower than the prior year. So the tax rate for each school district, city, county, library, the rate is lower, but the amount my family owes is actually about $145 higher. And I think that can be confusing for people, don't you think?
I do, actually, yes.
So the reason that this happens is because even though the rates are lower, the value of property generally increases. So you're paying a lower rate, but it's on a higher number. So that's why it's possible that the total tax due is higher than the previous year.
Okay.
And I do want to mention that it is the county who determines how much properties are worth. O'Fallon and Shiloh, we don't get to decide that. So the county, that's on them.
Yep.
So O'Fallon, if you're an O'Fallon resident, less than 10% of your property tax goes to the city. And if you're Shiloh, it's even less than that. It's more, it's a little less than 2%.
Okay.
So on a $6,000 property tax bill, O'Fallon receives less than $600 of that, and Shiloh receives less than $150.
Okay.
Yeah. So property taxes can be paid in two installments. The first one this year is due by July 16th, and the second payment is due by September 16th.
Well, not super fun information, but still good for everyone to know.
Yeah.
So any construction updates?
Yeah.
Everybody likes those.
They do. In one of our first episodes, the Assisted Living and Memory Care Center in Seven Hills had just broken ground. But if you've driven by recently, you've seen that the buildings are actually going up. And the single-story memory care building is nearly done. And that's on track for an April 2022 opening.
So cool.
Seems like that's just right around the corner. And then Aberdeen Village, which are the apartments on Scott Troy Road across from the Metro Recplex, their first building should be open up for leasing on July 1st.
Neat. Well, good. So what's on the calendar for this week then?
Well, Nick, we're 9 days away from Father's Day. It is Sunday, June 20th, so happy early Father's Day to you.
Thank
you. A few gift ideas I thought people might want to consider. Saddleback Chocolates in downtown O'Fallon has chocolate bourbon balls and chocolate drizzled bacon available for pre-order. The bacon is local. It's from Bierman's Meat and Albers. And then the chocolate is made right here in downtown O'Fallon at Saddleback Chocolates. So if that's something that interests you, you want to get your order in by Tuesday.
All right.
And then we're going to highlight Saddleback Chocolates in a future episode, mostly because I adore Maureen. She
okay.
is their co-founder and CEO, and she's probably one of the coolest people I've ever met. She's just such a neat lady. Most of what they do is corporate, so for large companies and events, but they also have the retail side, so you can walk in downtown O'Fallon and purchase some really, really delicious chocolate treats. If you do happen to get the bourbon balls, you could pair those with a nice bottle of bourbon from Boarding House Bistro. They have a great selection of quality bourbons. My husband and I have recently picked up some of the Redwood Empire and then the Woodford Reserve Double Oaked recently. So, and then Boarding House Bistro also carries Nitro Salsa.
Ooh, Nitro Salsa. I like that stuff.
You know that's a local favorite.
Yep.
So local family Nathan and Nicole Parchman started Nitro Salsa, and they sell the most delicious salsa and pickles. They have a half pint sampler pack, which I think would be a great idea for a Father's Day gift. But Nick, did you know that they are opening a physical location in downtown O'Fallon?
No, I didn't.
They are. It'll be 231 East State Street. And once they have the new space up and running, they'll be able to quadruple their production.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So until then, you can find Nitro Salsa at Boarding House Bistro, Creative Landscapes, and they are also a staple at the Vine Street Market.
Very cool.
I'll put a link to their website in the show notes.
All right. Well, speaking of the Vine Street Market, this Saturday is First Responder Day at the market.
It sure is. The first 100 local first responders will get $5 market bucks to use at participating vendors at the market. As always, it opens at 8, live music starts at 9, and then after that, maybe you want to head down to the VFW, because starting at 11:30, they're going to have a barbecue. They'll have some smoked pork loin and all the fixings, yeah, for $10 a plate.
Okay.
Today is also $5 movie day at Marcus Theater for the movie Pokemon Detective Pikachu, and then heads up for next Friday's $5 movie, it's The Boss Baby.
Okay.
And then next Friday night, June 18th, is O'Fallon Parks and Rec. They have a movie in the park night starting at 6 p.m., and it is the movie Frozen 2.
Okay.
So bring a lawn chair for that. Sometimes they have vendors that sell different food and beverages. I haven't heard the details of that yet, but I'll make sure to find out, and we can report that in next week's episode.
Sounds good.
Don't forget, there's a vaccine clinic this Wednesday at O'Fallon Station, June 16th from 2 until 6 p.m. Reservations are required. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. It is the Pfizer vaccine, which is one of the two-dose vaccines. So the follow-up clinic for that is scheduled for July 7th.
Okay.
And then finally, save the date. Fireworks Over O'Fallon is back. It is scheduled for Saturday, July 3rd at the Family Sports Park. Starting at dusk, which will be around 8:30, I'll put a link to the press release in the show notes, because that contains good information about where you can park and how you can get in and out of that area the night of the fireworks.
Yeah, it's always a great time.
It sure is.
Well, Jessica, I got to head out, but always a pleasure.
Thanks, Nick. See you next time.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.